y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. Stuffed.
Who are you today?
Say it again?
Who are you today? LeBron, Michael?
No, I'm just Adrian today. Yeah.
Adrian, the 2 weeks help a running back a lot when you have that week off? Do you get your legs back even more? Is there a big advantage to have 2 weeks off?
Yes, 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, I guess going to this week. Yeah, you know, it's a good advantage for that bye week, especially for me. You know, I plan for a year and, you know, get back into the groove, getting 4 games under my belt, and then having a bye week to kind of, you know, rest the body, rejuvenate, little nicks and stuff, little injuries. So I feel rejuvenated, feel good. My mind is in a good place. You know, so I'm ready to finish off the season.
Denver looked pretty good up there. What do you see on tape when you see them?
Yeah, you know, those guys are solid, you know, up front. Similar to Denver a lot, you know. Not as forceful on the outside, you know, but they get the job done. You know, they present something and, you know, they execute it well. You know, so we're going to have to do a great job up front, being able to establish the line of scrimmage, and make sure that we communicate and we're account for those guys. They're way better than their record, you know, shows, and we know that. So we're going to make sure that we're crossing the T's and dotting our I's and we're ready to come in for a battle on Sunday.
Adrian, as you kind of look around the league and you see LeSean McCoy and DeMarco Murray, kind of teams are struggling a little bit as they're in new settings, does that kind of show that grass isn't always greener when you switch teams sometimes, that can be tougher than it looks?
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's a good example of that, unfortunately, for those guys. But, you know, I wish those guys the best and hopefully things turn around for them.
Being in one place, I guess, for you, kind of coming back where everything's familiar, have you kind of seen the benefits of that now as you've been back for, you know, 4 games, 5 weeks of the regular season?
Yeah, you know, it feels good to be back here in Minnesota, especially around, you know, my teammates, guys I've been playing with since, you know, I stepped into this building. You know, so that's, you know, that's what I'm enjoying the most. You know, it's unfortunate when you get guys like DeMarco Murray who's come out, who leaves Dallas, and, you know, they are in single back, I formation, and now you go to Philadelphia, and it's not that, you know. So that right there itself can change things.
You're the perfect number of carries in your mind where you feel like you're at your optimum, your best rhythm and everything?
I don't know. I really haven't kind of thought about it like that. But, you know, whatever, 30, 40 carries. Not to be greedy. I sound greedy. But, you know, I love to do what I do.
So far through this, you know, 4 or 5 games, some of the older guys have, like, I think, top 5 of the top 10 in carries are guys in 29 or older. Seems like our running backs maybe stay in a little better shape or be able to take more of a pounding, or is it still too early to say something like that?
Say that again, please. You kind of lost me there.
5 of the top 10 running backs are 29 or older as far as carries.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think running backs are maybe a little more durable later? Can be?
I would just give them credit to their work ethic, you know. Obviously, you know, when you're older, you got to, you know, stay on top of your game, you know, make sure that you're sharp and you're able to get out there and carry the load if it calls for it, you know. So if anything, I would just give them credit for being able to carry the load.
Do you feel fresher this year because of not playing as much last year? Does that still carry through 4 games?
Yeah, I definitely feel fresher. You know, anytime you know, you're out a year, especially at my position, you're going to come back feeling fresher, you know. So now get back into the groove of things, 4 weks. That's why I say the bye was so important. My body definitely had to get used to that pounding again. But like I say, the bye week was wonderful. This week has been good. Body feels rejuvenated, refreshed, and, you know, I'm just ready to finish off, you know, what we started.
Adrian, what do you know now about pass protection that you did when you came into the league? What have you learned, I guess, about that skill or importance of it or the challenges of it?
You know, that I didn't know before I came in the league. You know, I don't know. You know, it was a little different for me, to be honest with you. You know, you always hear coaches say, if you don't block, then you're not going to play. You know, I don't think I was that guy that fit in that, you know, if I didn't block, I still was going to play. It was just kind of what it was, you know. But you definitely learn that you want to protect the quarterback, you know, and those guys are your prized possessions, you know. So making sure just during the week, you know, your one-on-ones with your coach, you know, you're understanding what the defense is going to present to you, their schemes, their looks, and you're picking it up. So, you know, you guys, your offense can be productive because that's where it starts. And with a guy like Teddy, you know, and not the kind of – I'm not going to go back, but I have even more of a emphasis on, you know, making sure Teddy is protected when I'm out there and getting it done. So it has always been important from my first year until now.
What are your thoughts on Denver play?
You know, I'm not going to go – I've talked about it, and, you know, I've addressed that several times, but we're playing Kansas City this week. You know, so Denver was 2 weeks ago. I'm going to leave it there.
Your thoughts just on Jamal Charles's injury, and I'm sure you kind of miss maybe having that duel with him or what have you on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I was looking forward to that, you know, getting out there and, you know, seeing him run the ball as well. It was very unfortunate. You know, he's a hard worker. You know, I know him personally. Just wish him well. You know, I had the chance to talk to EB, Avery Enemy, a little bit. And, you know, of course, those guys taking it hard. But just wish him well. And, you know, hopefully I'm able to link up with him during the offseason, God's willing, and work together and help him push back.
You said to Kansas City media, I guess, you had originally said, you know, you were the LeBron James of football. Now it's the Michael Jordan of football or whatever. Is that – talk about why you kind of like to say those things. I mean, how much of it's fun, how much is serious, or how would you characterize it?
It's all fun. And, you know, to me, it's all fun, but when you get other people involved, they always have something to say. But, you know, that's life. So I just enjoy it, you know, just for the conversation's sake.
Hey, what are your thoughts on Jamal as a player? I mean, it's like a 5.5 career average carry. I mean, when you look at him, what do you see?
I see a guy that's gifted in so many different areas. You know, he's fast. I remember him from back home in Texas. And he has always had the blazing speed, quick feet, explosive, and just great instincts. You know, he's a great all around player. He catches the ball well, blocks well. And I take my hat off to him. You know, when I watch him, it's not many backs that I watch, and I'm like, wow, okay, that was nice. But when I watch him, it's different cuts, and you know. Different moves he put on guys that makes me be like, okay, hey, I'm make sure I still up my game.
You say you're going to reach out to him. What do you say to a guy who's now had to go through this? He's going to have to go through this twice.
Just, you know, keep your head up, man. Keep the faith. You know, what are you going to do about it? That's the most important thing. You know, you can't dwell in, oh, this has happened again. You know, you have to come up with that game plan on what you're going to do to change the situation that you're in.
Adrian, you've been back now for a few weeks and been back on the field. Have you started to notice sponsors, endorsement opportunities start to come back at all for you?
I really haven't been paying attention. You know, I get a couple of texts from my marketing guy saying different things, but how I am, I'll look at it and I'll just go on about my day. You know, it's not really a big deal, to be honest with you. I'm with Adidas now, so that's well. But, you know, I'm mostly focusing on football and handling business, and everything else will work out.
You kind of talked last offseason about how much you liked having the time just to work out and stuff. Would it be fun to get back into doing some of those things, I mean, commercials here and there? That kind of thing?
A little bit, but it's not anything that I'm sweating, to be honest with you. I love my free time. I love my off days. And during the summer, I love just kind of relaxing with my kids. So I'm good. Yeah.
You mentioned what's the key to being a fourth down running back,
or fourth quarter running back, I should say.
What's the key?
Yeah.
Just having endurance, I think. You know, being able to still be strong, during the fourth quarter when it comes to running the ball, and also mentally strong to finish off the game as well. So, so mentally strong and physically strong to endure.
So endurance. Say, you know, certain running backs are stronger in the fourth quarter. Do you think it's just you're not quite as worn down as a defense might be, or do you actually feel stronger in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, me personally, I can speak for myself. I feel stronger in the fourth quarter. Just what I put my body through during off season. When I'm pounding the first half and then in the third quarter, that fourth quarter, I'm just as, you know, ramped up and ready to go. And it's a lot of guys that they really don't have that endurance to finish through, you know. And that's when your work that you put in and the time that you invest shows.
You mentioned Bienemy. Can you still hear him yelling at you in the back of your head?
Sometimes. I've been watching the game. I don't know if it was the Denver game they played against Kansas City. Jamal fumbled twice. I was like, oh, Lord. I can just imagine what EB is saying to him on the sideline. And I was actually going to call EB and say something to him, but I was like, he might cuss me out. You know, so. But I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I think that following Sunday, I like fumbled the ball like three times. I lost one, you know, so. I thought about him then, too. I was like, I can just imagine what EB would be saying right now. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Yep.